The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to the morning show. This is Linda Bott along with the one and only Trish Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad that we get to co-host. My heart feels great whenever you're in the room and we have this great responsibility in front of us for the next 2 hours.
I love it, Linda. I love sharing time with you on the radio with our great radio audience.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about our lineup. But first, before we do that, let's just also remind, we do have to do a shout out, not because we have to, because we want to and recognize those people who come forward to believe in the body of work from KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM and also online at KCNR1460.com. And that begins with Shasta Regional Medical Center, who always brings us the top of the hour, and they are the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and is fully accredited as a chest pain center, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Trish, what do you have on your agenda, and what's the news?
Well, we've got the weather first. We've got 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 77 and a low of 43. And on Friday, a high of 79, a low of 43, mostly clear and sunny. On Saturday, 73 and a 43 of low. Partly cloudy on Saturday night, mostly sunny on Sunday, a high of 67, a low of 37. And on Washington birthday, Monday, the holiday, it's a high of 62 and a low of 37. No rain in the foreseeable future. Mm. And I keep telling you people to get your rain dances going out there. We really need some moisture going into March. Just rains a whole bunch. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Now, you hosted the show along with Baron Brown. Was he your guest, or did he co-host with you?
He kind of co-hosted and whatever, yeah.
And that was Monday, our very own Valentine's Day.
Exactly. And, you know, that's confusing to people because I get texts and people like, oh, my God, it's Thursday already. Because they're so used to hearing my voice on Thursday. And when they tune in on Monday, and what's going on here?
Well, we were in Reno for Super Bowl, the Super Bowl weekend. And, you know, did you watch the game? Are you interested?
No.
Okay.
I haven't watched a football game at all since the Raiders took a knee 3 years ago.
Oh.
I said, that's it. I'm done. You guys want to play with my flag and my Americanism and my heroes? Yeah, I'm not going there.
We did not experience that, and if that did happen, as far as what we were witnessing in the ballroom with all the big TVs, we didn't see any of that.
I don't know whether they're still doing it, but they're not.
They're making sure they don't show it on TV if they are.
Because there you go.
For the very reason they've lost viewership because of that. But it seems that this year, it was like a lot of the underdogs came into the playoffs. And anyway, I have something interesting to share. And I don't know. Do you believe in cell memory? Like your cells in your body remember things?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. And the reason I want to share this is because, you know, we came back on Monday, got here late, stopped to see, saw the horse and did what we had to do with it. So the last 2 days, I really thought the mind was thinking and the body felt I was not feeling well, really not feeling well. And I thought, oh God, they did the mask lift and I was around so many people. I wonder. So, you know, the government, the one thing that they did do that I would say that was advantageous is they did send out four free, well, it's not free because it's your taxes at play, but four free home testing units for COVID. And so I sent away and I got those units and I had them up in the closet. You're supposed to keep them in a dark, cool place. So anyway, I pulled one out yesterday and I did the test and I've never done that before. I mean, I've gone to a lab, I've had one done in the hospital, but I've never really done a home test. And so I really realized that, you know, A, with the changing of the season and, you know, going through different locations, but it was a year ago that we had to send our beautiful 13 years of Snooki to doggy heaven. And I think my body was remembering the sadness and the trauma of that in a year and a year and a day.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, it was, those kind of things pop up, and they pop up without you even thinking about them. And all of a sudden, you'll realize that your mind has been distracted all day long, and then you go, oh, I know what that's about.
Yeah.
It was, as you say, something traumatic, a loss, generally.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes it can even be a happy day.
Yes.
That happens. But yes, I do believe that your mind, I think, absorbs everything.
Yeah.
And then pulls it out. A little less as we get older, maybe.
No, I think it's when I say cell memory, your body, if you had an accident, it was your leg, there's weird times, an analogy, if you will, or kind of like, you know, just talking part of your body. It remembers the trauma of what happened to that at weird times.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a memory in your cell system that makes up your body. So anyway, I will say that the home unit is the home test was really, I was very happy to have that, because then the fear of like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to be around. Should I cancel the show? All that stuff that we've had to go through for 2 years was lifted immediately off of my brain.
And then, you know, and I have to tell you, and I concur that that's a good thing. I have a bit of a different mindset about this whole thing. My brain has lifted from it entirely. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I'm just done with it. I don't want to think about it anymore. I'm not going to take any tests. I'm not going to wear any masks. I'm not doing any of it. It's over. We need to put it behind us. I'm not willing to accept a new normal. I want to go back to normal.
Right.
I'm not willing to have them now lay a whole bunch of new things in there that they think they can get away with to keep us in line and make us do what they want us to do.
Well,
and I think we have to say, okay, look at the statistics. You know, Dr. Danuka did that wonderful thing a while back, that forum. I really invite everybody to take a look at that forum, look at what they came up with, the statistics they presented, the opinions by many learned doctors, well-respected doctors, who kind of pretty much said, get over it.
I agree with you, but there are people between your thoughts and my thoughts that could go into fear. And those people are still wearing masks because they're concerned, and every time you turn, it's getting to the point now where, of course, the mask mandates are lifted. But when we, at 7:45, we do have an interesting guest that's going to call in, and we are going to be talking about, and she is, one of the heads of the Republican Party.
She is the head of the California Republican Party, Jessica Patterson.
Yes. And one of the things that we are going to be talking about is the mandates of masking in school.
Yes.
And the lifting of that. But, so anyway, as we look and we see that things are being lifted, of course, it's because, you know, there's a lot of reasons, because it's been more than 2 years that we've had to go through. Do I have a mask? Don't I have a mask? Where am I going? Can I wear a mask? Do I have to wear a mask in that? Nevada, just a year ago or even 6 months ago in Nevada, in order to walk into anything, you had to wear a mask. So now it was lifted. Of course, it was Super Bowl, which is like massive amounts of people everywhere.
But Linda, the thing is that all the way through this entire process, there have been those exceptions to the rule for those people that are a little above the everyday person. They have taken full advantage of doing whatever they wanted to do. We've also had enough people come out and really proved, in my mind, I'll accept it, that the mask didn't do anything. Unless they were the N95 masks, and I listened to a really good thing the other night that indicated that the actual only way you get it, you don't get it through your mouth, the germs in your mouth and the things in your mouth are kind of kill that immediately. It comes through the nose,
mm-hmm.
Nose mostly, some through the eyes, some through the ears.
and grows, according to one of the things that Dr. George Dohm had said, is that that's why that nasal spray was so important that he was talking about, because it will disinfect anything that comes down and grows in the back of the throat, which is then that at that time where the virus grows. Now, let's talk about that as we go into our next segment. We both own Sleep Number beds,
right,
and we love the fact that this is the truth, that when we talk about this is the time of day that we do this at the 7:15 break, as we talk about our Sleep Number bed. And Carl and I last year got the Supreme Split Top, which has been great. During workouts and, of course, working with the horse, doing whatever we have to do, going through the very thing that we're talking about with the stress of politics, with the stress of what's going on with COVID, is being able to rest your body at night so that you can get your vital amount of sleep. And so last night my Sleep Number setting was 45, and you also have a Sleep Number bed.
I do, and my Sleep Number is pretty consistently 55. Occasionally I will change that, as you indicate, depending upon whether I've been doing a lot of yard work or what have you. Maybe I'll make it a little softer or a little harder. But the issue is, if you want to do a good job during the day, you've got to have that good restful sleep. Sleep Number makes all the difference.
And that's why you look like $1 million, because you know you take care of your body. All right, we're going to take a break, and Jared's going to come back and tell us what a special national day it is. We're going to talk a little bit about headlines, maybe, and throw some stuff back and forth. I'm here with Trish Clark. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We have exciting news. Now open for your gaming pleasure is our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Come discover the lucky legend of Dragon Link and Lightning Link in our new slot lounge. With 58 of your favorite progressives. Just follow the lightning bolts to discover lightning fast jackpots. Our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Open now. For more information, please visit windriver.com. Find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott along with Trish Clark.
Good morning. We always love Thursday mornings.
Well, Carl is, I would say he's on assignment because he's actually in flight now. He's going to Madison, Wisconsin. And this is a wonderful, how are those working for you now?
Not so good.
Better?
We're okay.
All right. We're talking headphones here. Anyway, this is a gets together with a bunch of guys from I don't know if they're from all over, and they go to a special place, fly to Chicago, then to Madison, Wisconsin, and they go on a pheasant hunt. So if anybody has some really good pheasant hunt dishes, because it's not really my thing, but I would really like to like make pheasant stew or pheasant something. And be able to use what we have in our refrigerator from last year.
Oh, and I'm always available to use any extra that you have.
Okay.
I love pheasant.
Okay, well then maybe you have some recipes you can share.
Oh, I do indeed.
See, you never know. Right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a couple of good ones. However, I'll tell you the way I like it better than anything is fried. Just like you would fry a chicken.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, just like you would, I mean the old great way to fry a chicken, flour it, salt, pepper it, flour it, brown it, steam it.
You're kidding.
Mashed potatoes, gravy. Oh, melt in your mouth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have to do all this pheasant under glass, like foo-foo.
No, that
is so not foo-foo. I can do that.
Yeah, well, that is, and I've got a couple of other recipes.
Oh, my gosh. You just lipstick. But then again, whenever I need to come to, like, you know, Trish would know. This is, I say this in my mind all the time. Trish would know the proper thing to say, the proper thing to do.
Oh, bless her.
Trish has got great insight. You know, what do I do in this situation? Trish would know. So we were just talking at the break about, you know, if you follow Trish on Facebook, you know that Trish definitely has a beautiful green thumb and grows the most beautiful flowers.
I absolutely love my flowers. You know, one of the things that everybody needs... something to do that calms you, relaxes you, fills your soul.
Right.
Mine is yard work. I don't like the heavy yard work.
Right.
You know, I have to admit, I have somebody who comes in and mows and edges.
Well, okay, pull the string to start the mower.
No, I don't do that anymore. But I love the trees. I love the camellias. I have, if you're watching my Facebook page now, you'll be treated to all kinds of beautiful bouquets for the next month and a half,
mm-hmm.
because the camellias, and I have a whole row of camellias across the back of my property that have been there for, 50, 60 years. So they're very big. The Snowmageddon 3 years ago kind of took about half of the bushes, the top half off. I mean, they were tree size.
Wow.
But they pruned them up nicely and they're blooming really well now. But the interesting part is, as I was telling you on the break, the red and the white bush that are next to each other now will get a red blossom with white streaks in it, and the white one gets the white blossom with the red streaks in it. And sometimes you'll get a strand that will have a white one on it, a red one on it, and a pink and white one on it. All
wow,
on the same thing.
They kind of propagated in a unique way.
Exactly. And I have pink and I have white and red. They're beautiful.
Well, I'm curious about that because, you know, our house is, built in the 40s, then it was added on in the 50s, and then added on. Anyway, so we have some trees or some bushes, some camellia bushes that when we first moved in, they were huge and just completely full of blossoms. Now, as time has gone by, I don't know why they're not as in bloom like they used to at one point. So I'm wondering if the soil has become blanched. Do I add camellia? Is there food?
There is some food that I put on the camellias, and the camellias, I think it goes for the gardenias, camellias, and azaleas.
Okay.
And put that on. I'm real fortunate because I've got that beautiful river bottom soil down there. Mm-hmm. So I can grow. I remember when people will dig swimming pools down there, people will come and haul the dirt off because it.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Because it's that
rich,
rich river bottom soil. So I don't have to use a lot of fertilizer, but I do throw those on every year. It's and then I have a special rose thing because I have lots of roses.
Okay.
And I use a special
rose food. All right.
For them.
I think one year I did use like some azalea food, but now I have this tulip tree, that is starting to bloom and because I've asked a few people who grow or that live in the neighborhood. I'm not talking about grow, you know what I mean? Little small nurseries. And they've come down because the roots are lifted out.
Yes.
It's still growing, but it looks like it's going to fall over, like there's holes in the bottom. What? And I keep thinking I'm going to lose it, and every year, it's like this last year was so prolific. This year it's already starting to bloom, and I keep thinking, how could it? And he said, there's nothing, you don't put any soil, don't put anything around the bottom, it'll smother it.
Yes, yes.
Because you want to cover up the holes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that happens. I had a few years back, speaking about strange things, many years back, we had one of those awful, awful storms, and I have this huge walnut tree in my backyard. I mean, it's an old black walnut tree. It's been there prior to the time many homes were built there, so that thing's probably 70, 80 years old. And it was like, I'm huge. I mean, it shaded my whole backyard. During one of those storms, it bent over. It was leaning, and the roots came almost 6 feet out of the ground on one side. Big storm going on. Fortunately, it wasn't leaning towards my house, but if it had gone over, it would have taken out my neighbor's house, boat, garage, the whole thing on the next block. So I got somebody to come over, and they just lifted the weight off of the one side. Interestingly enough, after they finally came back, they didn't come back for a month and a half because of all the damage from the storm. Those roots had settled back down. They trimmed up that tree, and this wonderful black walnut tree that had not had fruit, thank goodness, for several years, all of a sudden it got black walnuts on it again. Having to deal with that. But it's amazing what trees will do by themselves. So it's probably taken care of itself. The roots have gone deeper.
It has, but anyway, so you inspire me. I just want to say you inspire me, and nature is a beautiful thing to watch. Both, you know, in its trauma, and its beauty, it's an interesting how it's both sides.
It's nature. It shows to us, I think, that we don't really have a lot of control over all those kind of things, but we can make the best out of it. You know, take it for what it is and then live with it. What I would invite everybody to do is the other great pleasure that I get is if you've got stuff growing in your yard, pick it and put it in your house.
Yes.
I mean, I have one in each bathroom. I have one on the desk where I sit. I have them in the kitchen. They make me smile. They're pretty. They're alive. And I invite you to bring the outdoors back into your house where you spend most of your time.
Well, that brings us to one of our sponsors, and that's Mike at Estate Granite. When we talk about how beautiful it is with nature, he works with stone and granite and can make some beautiful art. And if you're looking to customize something in your home, a bathroom, a kitchen, an outside area, of course, we live in a beautiful place in California. And, hey, why are you going to pay the taxes? On another note, if you're going to pay what it costs to live in California and want to just stay here and enjoy your backyard or your house, Call Mike at Estate Granite, which is 241-STONE. You know, Trish, Carl, and I, you know, when we do take these travel trips, we have that time to talk, and we always talk about how if we moved from California, we would probably automatically save, you know, anywhere from $12,000 to $18,000 a year just from taxes.
Yes.
And living someplace else. And so we always come back to that our people, our community, and our friends are here.
Yes.
And when you move someplace else, it's not like we're moving someplace to be next to family, because we've looked at Albuquerque where the kids are. And then my family lives in Sacramento, and then a sister lives in, if any place it would be Tennessee. You know, because I've lived there before, and I do like it, except for when they have their storms and their barometric pressure storm fronts that come in. But that's the only thing, because I love that. It's a beautiful state, and it's a interesting mix, very much like Reading. So we just want to stay.
You know, that was a decision that I had to make after my husband passed away, because I really don't have any family here, but I have such a community of people that I know. And I don't know where in the world I would go where I could establish the people that are have got your back, that you know.
The baseline.
It's important.
The baseline.
Places that you're recognized, and you can go into the bank, and you can go into the grocery store, and people know you, and it's a friendly place to be.
And you've built a beautiful thing with your chutzpah behind the senior center. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Now, 7:45. We do have a special person that is going to be calling in, and we've got a lot of really good heavy topics that are current topics.
Yeah, Jessica Patterson, the head of the California Republican Party, is going to be calling in, and there's an upcoming event.
For the Lincoln Dinner.
Lincoln Dinner, so
coming
we'll be
up.
Talking about
all
that.
All right,
as well.
That's right. We'll come back from the break here at KCNR. We'll be right back after these messages.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. To find out how this no-cost program may help.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010, Burks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show. This is Linda Bott and Trish Clark.
Yes, it's Thursday morning. I love Thursday mornings. Always love to get involved. You know, Linda, we've got a bunch of stuff coming up this weekend.
Okay, let's talk. Let's hear.
Well, you know, I'm so glad to see a lot of the shows and things that we haven't done over the last couple of years that are coming back. There's a bridal show at the Sunday at the Civic Auditorium, mm-hmm. which they haven't been able to do for several years now. So that's kind of one of those fun things with weddings coming up in the summer.
And I think Pat Karch is going to come later on in the show and talking about, he's got the community calendar, which is a new feature we have here in on KCNR with the, on the website that that everybody can go to. And so I think he's going to be talking about that. That's going to, you can look like, well, I'm in town, what's happening this weekend?
Well, and that's such a good thing because there is always something happening. Now, I'm always amazed when somebody goes, oh, there's nothing to do. Oh, my goodness. There's always, if it's not right in Reading, it's in Anderson, it's in Palisadro, it's in Jingletown. Many, many, many things going on every weekend. They go out and have a good time.
Cool April Night is coming up.
Exactly.
And we do know that this year, I'm so excited about that. We have the Red Bluff Roundup coming up, and, of course, the Reading Rodeo. I'm going to be doing Chicks and Chaps again, which is our IMC that we did it last year after the rodeo because, of course, they were worried about numbers and stuff like that, you know, like how many people can be in a room, but that's all lifted now.
Yes.
But you have some things that you wanted to discuss. We talked about the Anderson, that I always like to highlight that because that's been your baby when we talk about we could be anywhere, but we've chosen to live where we live and the pride that we have in the things that we've maybe helped develop and been part of that you really, there's a list of things that you've done in your political and professional career, but wouldn't you say maybe you're the shining star on the hill is the
Frontier
Center? Yeah,
the Frontier Senior Center. You know, that was being in the right place at the right time. That community had needed a senior center, well, for many years, and they had moved the nutrition program like 10 times in 10 years. They'd be trying to find a home down there for it. Fortunately, a group of seniors got together who would follow orders and do what they needed to do. We were able to you know, raise money selling hot dogs, for heaven's sakes, and get a grant to purchase that facility, remodel it, and it really has been an integral part of that community since then. Very proud to have been a part of that. And I continue to be involved with it. I still run the senior center, have a manager, that is there, you know, Monday through Friday, but that, yeah, it is. And there's so much going on. Pat Karch, in fact, gave me some great pictures of a dance that was there. The dancing is back alive and well. They're dancing every Tuesday night. I know a lot of the population out there loves to dance. And it's not just, all seniors at this point. There's some younger people that are taking part in that as well.
Well, how wonderful. Where do you go to get live music where you can go and dance? And do they do lessons beforehand? Sometimes that's always fun. They do a lesson
beforehand.
Well,
I don't know that, but we do. I'm having fun with this microphone today. It wants to go up and down on me.
It has its own personality.
It has its own personality. I'm having to hold it in place. They do line dancing during the week.
How fun.
They have beginners classes and the regular stuff, exercise classes. There's all kinds of stuff going on at the Frontier Senior Center, and I invite everybody to join us. And if we always say if there's something more you would like to do, such as bridge, I'm sure lots of people like to play bridge, and I've had a lot of people ask, why don't you play bridge? That's something that we have some interest in. If you'd like to get that started, give Janie a call down there.
That's fabulous.
Anything that you've got three people that want to do and somebody that wants to teach it, we'll make room for it.
Do you have garden classes?
We don't, but we could have.
Oh,
we have the Tulip Group that was there, or the Iris Club. The
Iris Club. Okay.
Has been meeting there for years.
Okay. All right. So you have Baron Browning on Monday. Give us a recap.
You want me to remember what we talked about on Monday?
I mean, he's running, so you said there's going to be a period of time here. All right, let's see if just let that go and see what happens. There you go.
It keeps wanting
all right.
to go back up.
All right.
And that's why I let it go and it goes, whoops, all
yeah.
of a sudden. Anyway.
We get Pat in here to get that adjusted.
Yeah.
All right. So you, had Baron Browning on Monday.
And we didn't actually talk about politics. We talked about, because Baron is the mayor of Rhett Anderson.
Right.
So we talked about some stuff that had gone on in Anderson. We had some guests, during the whole period. And, but we really honestly did not, I can't stop talking while she's adjusting. Okay, good. We really honestly talked about the things in Anderson, and I try to do that when I host for you and Carl. I try to get either the city manager or the chief of police or one of the city councilmen, because we focus a lot on the city of Reading, and I recognize that 50% of the people live in Reading, but 50% of the people in Shasta County don't live in Reading.
Right.
And they live in Shingletown, and they live in city of Shasta Lake and out in the unincorporated area. So as you well know, and Carl, I'm always reminding him when he says all about Reading, all about Reading, I always say, all about Shasta County. Because
well,
we need to include everybody, because people listening to the station don't all live in Reading.
Well, we just heard from Pat that there's a gal who can hear the show out all the way out in French Gulch. In Lewiston, and then of course we can hear all the way going through Cottonwood, which is our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's funny is that we need to have more people on from Cottonwood on our station.
Yeah.
You can hear it in Cottonwood and Anderson. Pat Anderson, Cottonwood, and then into some areas in Red Bluff. So.
And I think that's true. And of course, I happen to live in a little pocket down in Anderson that I don't get any AM or FM reception to speak of. I can't get much. But I get you online.
All right.
I just go
right.
in that way.
Right.
And I just don't have any reception where I live.
Flowers grow so beautifully.
Maybe so. They tell me I live in a non-conductivity area.
Really?
Yeah. Every time they try to hook something up and can't make it work.
Really? Well, I've heard that before. When we had just the AM, people would say, oh, you know, I can get in my car, but I can't get it in my house.
Yeah.
But they just leave their front door and go into the car. Or if you're close to a brick wall or water, the AM would get funky. I don't know. And then two feet away, you know how it is when you're.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, we are, very, very excited about it. I guess it's going to be calling in. In fact, that could be our guest right now. And that's a chairwoman. And the title again is,
Jessica Million Patterson. She's chairwoman of the California Republican Party. She's the first woman, first Latina, and first millennial to serve as chair and is known for her get things done, no nonsense style. I like her already.
So she, we do have the Republican, okay, good. Jessica's on the phone. Hey, we just did, good morning, Jessica. Welcome to KCNR this morning.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, ladies.
Absolutely. We just kind of introduced you and let people know, something about you. Do you want to take just a minute and give us just a little, who are we speaking to?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I'm a wife and I'm a mother. And I also have the great honor and privilege of being the chair of the California Republican Party. which, as you can imagine, is a very big undertaking. I was first elected in February of 2019. Our focus was to grow our registration, which we did. In the first cycle I was chair, we 624,000 new Republicans. We surpassed the kind of state. And we picked up 4 congressional seats and 1 assembly seat. So we've had a lot of successes in the last 2 years, and we're looking forward to having some more successes in 2022.
That's very exciting. You've got what are you doing to move the party forward? We're going to have about a minute, and then we're going to come back and have the final 15-minute segment here of KCNR in our morning show. But what is the California GOP doing to move the party forward and our priorities and the path of 2022 would be like? Maybe we can do a 30-second answer and then come back with a lot more on that.
Well, it's all about growth. Listen, California Democrats are giving us plenty to work with. We're talking about the issues with crime or homelessness or children's education. California Democrats have put us in a place where many people are leaving. So we've got a lot of work to do, but I'm excited to chat with you ladies about it.
Okay. Let's take an early break. When we come back, we do have our wonderful guest of Jessica Patterson. And she's head of the GOP here in the California District, California, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Sikh Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, February 18th, from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All COVID-19 vaccines, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. California's indoor mask requirement is ending this month for those who've been vaccinated, and all Shasta County residents ages 5 and up are now eligible to receive the vaccine. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, The Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this morning, it's Trish Clark and Linda Bott. We've been doing a little bit of chatting, and now we have a very special guest on the line.
Jessica Patterson, who's
Jessica
the chair.
Jessica Patterson,
that's
I just
right.
Lost it. Chair of the general.
Chairwoman of the California Republican Party. That's it.
Right.
And we're very excited.
And you know what? Being chair of the California Republican Party, I have been called much worse than
that. I think that's probably true. I had a whole list
that.
Of names.
And Jennifer, for that matter.
There you go. Well, Jessica, it's really great to have you on the phone. And we started talking a little bit about the things that the Democratic Party is dishing up for us to get victory as we go forward. And, of course, we have our goal of retaking many. I still believe we can retake the state of California. I remember back to the Pete Wilson and Ronald Reagan days, and I still think there's hope.
There absolutely is hope. You know, the thing about a turning point is that you don't really know that you're at it until after you've passed it. And I'm really excited for this coming year because I think that Californians have been fed up. I mean, we've already seen it, right? We've seen so many of our friends and loved ones that have left the state because of California's terrible failed policies.
Yes.
And where are they going to? They're going to places like Texas. They're going to places like Florida and Idaho, places that have policies that make it easier to live your life without government interference. And so we lost the congressional seat in this last redistricting and census because California didn't grow at the same rate as those other states, those more business-friendly, those more taxpayer-friendly states. And so we have another opportunity with redistricting to not only build on the four congressional seats that we picked up. You know, in 2020, there was no other state that put more Republicans, more new Republicans in the House of Representatives than California.
Which
and
is just unheard of.
A big part. Yeah, it is. And we get to be a big part of not just taking back the House, but making sure the speaker is not only from California, but a Republican from California.
Well, we are very excited about having you as a guest at the Lincoln Reagan Dinner, which is happening here in at the Riverview Golf and Country Club in Redding, Friday, February 25th. That will be at 6 p.m. Jessica Patterson, she will be our guest speaker of the evening. We're very excited about that. And for tickets, you can go to shastagop.org/LR2022. You can also call the station. We'll direct you for getting tickets. They're $70 per ticket. And, of course, that's going to be a beautiful dinner with Jessica being the chairwoman. Some of the other topics we would like to discuss with you. Okay, so we're also frustrated, but this is the fourth month in a row that California has the highest unemployment rate in the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is one of those things where you have this governor who's constantly glossing over the fact that there are many Californians that are still out of work. And we are last in the nation when it comes to recovering jobs and recouping jobs from the pandemic. And, you know, number one in the nation, fourth month in a row when it comes to unemployment. And the worst part about it is that there are some people throughout our state, many of the people that have had to sign up for unemployment for the first time in their lives because the government shut down their businesses or their jobs that they went to. And they called our unemployment department. And it took 26 weeks to get a response from the unemployment department. On top of that, we saw at least $20 billion worth of fraud going out. And not just to regular criminals, criminals that were already in our jails and prisons in this state. It's absolutely ridiculous that there could be such, you know, crazy failures on the part of this government and the way that they manage and administrate. And then, you know, when we want them to actually solve the problems that are right in front of their faces, they look to go do things like make universal health care. Because we handled the unemployment department so well, and we handled our Department of Motor Vehicles so well, that we want to take up your health care next. We need to focus on the problems that they've already created and fixing those, or getting out of the way so that Republicans can do it.
You know, I've always felt that the way that we take back government is to go back to starting at the local level. We've got to start gearing up, and the Reading Republican Women has been involved in this, and I know the Republican women throughout the state of California, in trying to groom people to run for those local offices, school boards, water districts, city councils. And that's the way to build that stable of people, if you will, that can then move on to those other areas. And I know that certainly the Republican Party, I think, needs to put more effort into doing that. As an example, parents are really getting involved now because of the mask mandates. And we have a governor who's siding with the teachers' unions instead of with the teachers, or instead of with the parents and the children that are involved in it.
Well, I've got some exciting news for you, because before I ran to be chairman of the California Republican Party, I actually worked on a program that recruited and trained candidates for the legislative offices. And the number one item that I would get from people request was, we need to do this at the local level. So once I became chair, we actually brought California Trailblazers into the party. And this allowed us to recruit and train candidates at every level of government. Our California Trailblazers program did 14 trainings in the last, in 2021. We've already done two large-scale trainings in 2022. And you are absolutely right when you talk about these local races, and in particular, school boards.
Absolutely.
We all watched on Tuesday night the most progressive city in our entire country, in San Francisco, recalled three school board members. And this is just 24 hours after Gavin Newsom doubled down on bowing down to the teachers' unions and their demands. It was so funny watching the teachers' union come out saying that they support the governor's position. And I was like, you spelled dictate wrong. But spelling isn't really their strong suit, right? We just saw the numbers from our Department of Education. Less than 50% of our children are reading at grade level. Only a third are at their particular math levels. And less than 30% are at their grade level for science. These teachers and the teachers union and our schools here in California have failed our children. The mandates and restrictions have failed our children. And now we are just beginning to see what the repercussions of that are.
I think it's going to be a long time before we really figure out exactly the impact it's had on our children. I'm very concerned about it, and we can't turn it around soon enough. When you see groups now in Shasta County, I have to admit we haven't been a bit recalcitrant to do masks for some time, but what you do see is the children who have actually, those teachers have put fear in them. That if they take those masks off, they're going to really be in trouble. And I see it on a daily basis when they're outside around people. And they will not take their masks off because they've been told they have to have them on, except when they're home with their parents.
And it starts from the top. You know, the governor has put the mandate out there for K-12 education. And, you know, we've seen two school districts now say that they are not going to enforce those mask mandates on the kids. But at the same time, it really hamstrings those local governments. Unfortunately, you did mention that we have the Lincoln-Reagan dinner coming up in the end of next month, or the end of this month.
Yes, February 25th.
I'm so excited to, you know, Kathy Kinnear, who's our county chair out there in Shasta, is just such a hard worker for Republican causes. And she has just been absolutely phenomenal to be able to work with. And so we're excited to to come out and visit over there because she has been doing a lot of work on the local level especially.
Yeah, well, we're anxious to see you, and I'm getting you, you're right, Kathy is a big part of this community and involved in so many things. And she comes from the South County. She comes from Anderson and is a part of that community.
And she is a hard worker for sure. I know that we're going to be involved with this dinner as well. Again, it's the Lincoln Reagan Dinner. Our speaker for the evening is Jessica Patterson, who we have on our morning show right now. She is the chairwoman for the California Republican Party, and she is the first woman, first Latina, and first millennial to serve as chair. She oversaw the successful 2020 party operation that included Republicans flipping four congressional seats from blue to red for more than any other state in the nation. I'm sure that was a proud moment for you.
It was a lot of work, but it was a team effort. We did all of the things that we were supposed to. You know, there's a lot of times when there are small things that can distract people. We were laser focused. Listen, here in California, we are always out-resourced, and certainly, you know, we are out-registered. We went and we focused on the places where we could affect change, and we found the right candidate, we had the right message, and we built the infrastructure as a party to turn out the vote. We knew that the California Democrats wanted to use ballot harvesting as their secret weapon. We knew that because it was legal here, there was nothing else that we could do but play the same game. So we went out there. We found conservative businesses. We worked with churches. And we did the same thing, and we harvested votes in the same way. We turned out believers in a way that we had never done before, and the result of it was not the 15-seat loss that many of the experts on CNN would have told you would have happened to Republicans. They got the number right. They just got the party wrong.
And Jessica, we have to cut you off. We have a hard break for the news. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. We look forward to seeing you on the 25th at the Reagan dinner.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back at the 8 o'clock right after the news. KCNR, 96.5 FM. We'll see you in a bit.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Analyst, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says it's all part of a Russian playbook that goes back a very long way.
We shouldn't be surprised that the Russians are lying. That's their modus operandi. And, you know, that tracks back certainly a century, and we experienced that consistently during the Cold War when I was over there.
Other developments in the Ukraine crisis, the number two diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow has been expelled. Ukraine's president accusing Russian-backed rebels of shelling a kindergarten building in eastern Ukraine. No youngsters were injured. And Secretary of State Blinken expected to address the U.N. Security Council shortly. The Freedom Convoy truckers protesting outside the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa, being threatened with imminent arrest, having their big rigs towed away if they don't leave. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act in a bid to strong-arm the protesters into giving up. They say they're not going anywhere. President Biden is not giving up on his massively expensive Build Back Better agenda. He'll tout that agenda today when he pays a visit to Ohio. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 429 points, the Nasdaq off 225. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired
to tell you what direct lender FOMO is.
So let's say you buy a new home,
and maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters,
or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced,
hired, to tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out,
because you probably did miss out,
and that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rec Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
French President Macron says his country will withdraw its troops from Mali 9 years after it first went in to drive Islamic extremists from power.
Last night, President Macron had talks with African and European leaders, and this morning, as expected, comes the announcement that after 9 years, the French military operation in Mali is coming to an end. And with it, too, the participation of several other European countries who sent contingents of special forces. A joint statement blamed what it called multiple obstructions by the Malian military government, whose relations with Paris have plummeted over recent months. France is particularly concerned by the growing influence of Russia in Mali via a force of mercenaries from the Wagner Group linked to Moscow.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Japan is planning to ease its tough COVID-19 border controls by increasing the number of people allowed to enter each day, as well as reducing quarantine requirements. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Investigators have found that a long-haul Emirates flight flying from Dubai to Washington back in December flew incredibly low and very fast.
No one was injured on the December 19 flight, which was just 200 feet off the ground at points as it flew over Dubai's Deira neighborhood. Such low altitudes and high speeds can cause damage to an aircraft and increases the risk of striking a tall building. The initial report by the General Civil Aviation Authority said the pilot flying the Boeing 777 had put the plane's altitude at the correct setting. The pilot also said she followed the instructions of the plane's onboard computer. Investigators say their final report will focus on the root cause of the shallow climb of the aircraft and the crew performance. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits rose last week following several weeks of declines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to the morning show here with Trish Clark. I'm going to say Carl and Linda Bott. Well, this is Linda Bott along with Trish Clark. Thanks for being with me this morning.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings and always enjoy doing the show with you. It's 55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 77, a low of 43, a high of 79 on Friday, and a low of 43 on Saturday, a high of 73, a low of 43. Going to stay sunny, a little cloudy in the evenings, high on Sunday of 67, a low of 37. Washington's birthday, 3-day holiday, 62 degrees, and a low of 37. No rain in the forecast. We wish there was. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, one of those really great Anderson businesses.
They are. We call them secret angels. They do a lot for a community that they that a lot of people don't know about.
Absolutely. They're great people.
Yeah. The Kinney family. Also, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'd love to do a shout-out to our sponsors always. They are growing always and dedicated team of professionals. I know that we do some banking with Cornerstone. They've been very, very good during the COVID time, and they're excited to announce their East Cypress branch will be relocating to Hartnell. A lot of stuff that's already happened already, so that was an old read, but anyway.
And the new stuff is the opening of the Anderson branch on Balls Ferry in Ventura.
There we go. That's the new one. Absolutely.
That's the new one.
And it's beautiful, state of the art. So with us this morning, very excited to have her with us, longtime friend and somebody who I respect and admire. And we both of us, Trish, have watched this woman absolutely grow as an individual and see how that she represents the community in such a beautiful way. And that's our very own Maria Rosco, who is with the Reading Rancheria. And
what is your actual
title? Your title?
I am the Senior Director of Public Relations.
Okay.
Senior Director of Public Relations.
For Wind River or Reading Rancheria?
All entities
the
of
whole,
the Reading
the
Rancheria.
Whole thing. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about the fact of how long you have been with Reading Rancheria.
28 years in October.
Wow.
Yeah.
28 years. Think about that. That is a lifetime and then some.
Yeah.
And what I love about this is because I was involved at the same time that you were getting involved. Mm-hmm. We all kind of started on this path together.
And we did.
It's been a wonderful journey, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah.
Yeah, when you look back, it's like 30 years.
And through time with our community, we've gone through, growth spurts and some turmoil I've just really have watched you we just commend you guys. We believe in your growth and we believe in what you do for our community. We talked about unsung heroes. I just don't think people understand and recognize enough of the pouring out for the community that Reading Rancheria does, and it's evident if you ever do attend the community dinner, the community fund. What is that called again?
The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner.
The community. Okay, and then you could see these where people will put in to get grants and scholarships, and what you guys pour back into the community.
Mm-hmm.
How much can you kind of give like a total so far of when you started this? And was that your brainchild?
Part of it. What we have always donated since, I was in marketing in like 99. And
when we were building the Frontier Senior Center, there was some Reading Rancheria money in that.
Yes.
All the way from the beginning.
We would donate, do that kind of thing, but we needed to partner with somebody like the Shasta Regional Community Foundation who could do the background, get us the information, our advisory board could get the applications and choose the grantees. But back in 2002, when we decided to start the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, it was like begging people to come and apply for our grants, and we were very thankful, so we decided to have the Reading Rancheria Community Fund dinner to thank those folks for applying for our grants. So since 2002, we've granted $3.8 million in just charitable donations. I mean, these folks give monies from Wind River. They have their sponsorships and they have their donations. Reading Rancheria has their sponsorships and their donations. The Health Center has their sponsorships and donations, and that's been throughout the years. So it's all over. I am so proud to be the one to be able to work and partner with all the local organizations and know how much we help. And there's a lot of things that we do that
aren't covered there. I think the biggest impact and the thing that people are least aware of is the health division.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you don't have to be a member of the Reading Rancheria to get health benefits from the product that's out there.
Yes.
There's clinics that people can go to. People are still not unaware of that. They think that those are just facilities that the partnership you have with Dean
Germano.
I hate it when I start to say a name and it just doesn't come. But that, so everyone's available. That's available to everyone. You don't have to be part of the Rancheria.
So, for instance, Weaverville. You've opened up the center in Weaverville.
We will be ribbon cutting next month.
Okay. Oh. That's an exciting thing for the calendar.
Yes.
Okay. Which means now tell us about that facility, because many people who live in Weaverville will come to Reading for work. They're traveling. They're listening to this show. So when that happens, is that, again, Trish, that was excellent, because we think, well, sometimes, when it comes to an emergency or a 24-hour, what kind of facility, where do you go? Is that just for tribal members, or is that open to the community?
Trinity will be open to all Native Americans, non-Native Americans, on Medi-Cal, Partnership Health, and Medicare. And it has everything from urgent care, medical care, to substance abuse programs to those in need. It'll have physical therapy with the pool. Oh, this place is amazing.
And people are unaware. They just don't understand. They're doing it now in Trinity County, but we have it available right here in Shasta County. And same quality of, people, Medicare, Medi-Cal, non-Indian, you can go over there and you can get medical. Everyone in Shasta County can get medical coverage.
Yes. Yeah, we have Churn Creek Healthcare. We have Central Valley Healthcare, Trinity Healthcare, Reading Rancheria Tribal Health. And then when they build the Wellness Village, which is across the creek from Reading Rancheria, that'll be all in one. If this one is state-of-the-art, I can't wait to see what the Health Village is going to be.
You know, that makes, again, that, you know, I kind of say that that is, you know, when we talk about there's a God thing that I really, just going to say it out loud, that I think is in, well, that's wherever you want to make it. But, you know, in Reading, the people who make wonderful things happen, why we stay here in this beautiful situation that we have. Can you imagine being in California and in Reading and being able to know that you're going to be taken care of with health care?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful.
Shasta County, by the way.
Yes. It's Shasta County. Yes.
I'm sorry. That's not. Trish, you keep on doing that because it's so much more than Reading. We got Trinity County. We've got Shasta County.
We've got Anderson and Shasta Lake and Shingletown and Millville and Cottonwood and Palisadro.
Right.
And they all don't live in Reading.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
I do that to Carl all the time.
I like it. No, I really beautifully stand corrected. So.
I'm an Anderson girl, too. Went to West Valley.
Yay. Anderson's a beautiful place. You know, Anderson is, you know, and the only thing is like, what, 5 minutes from here, 10 minutes from here?
10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
I always remind people that it's exactly the same distance from Anderson to Reading as it is from Reading to Anderson. they look at me like, oh, I don't want to drive all the way to Anderson. I go, gee, I do that 2 or 3 times a day. I think you can handle it for a meeting.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Anyway.
No, well, we do have to take a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back. Our guest, of course, and we love having her be part of our family in many, many years. And that's Maria Roscoe of the Reading Rancheria. We're going to talk about some more things coming up with them. Of course, we had our prior guest would have been Jessica Patterson, who's the chairwoman for California Republican Party. Do mark your calendars for February 25th because that is the Lincoln Reagan dinner that's going to be happening at the Riverview Golf and Country Club. We'll be right back. This is Trish Clark, and Linda Bott. And, we've got a lot to cover here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio, and KCNR1460.com.
And if you'd like to make a phone call and talk to us and ask us a question, you can call 605-4567.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word.
Don't take no style. You got a thirst for killing. Break your mind. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to our morning show here, the Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's get a little bit of update on the weather.
Okay, we've got 55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 77, a low of 43. Increasing clouds this evening, but it's not going to do much. The weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, so let's. We are here with Maria Roscoe. We're talking to Reading. The subject would be Reading Rancheria. We've got. And by the way, if you ever went to in the March time and you had what they would call not the State of the Tribe luncheon or dinner, but it would be the Community Fun Dinner. That's going to be happening in September. It's one of the funnest events of the year. We all look forward to it. Maria, as always, it's been her brainchild, and she's done this great thing. And that not only is it just usually themed, it's a lot of fun, but you see so much of the community, and it's a big generous outpouring from the Reading Rancheria
and a recognition of all the impact that they have had on the community over the whole year.
Absolutely.
The people that are there fences have been built, kitchens have been built, things have happened in all over Shasta County as a result of that.
Send us pictures of that.
Yeah, and there's
I need to do that.
And there's a mystery, every year that they are selected one who, receives a huge generous grant. And, so that's always fun to, you know, to see who that is. And it's always a great time. So thank you for that. We've always felt blessed to be included. Now, the casino relocation project is unpaused.
It is unpaused.
Officially.
Officially.
And, the casino relocation project is unpaused unofficially. Officially.
Officially.
Officially. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. This Tracy Edwards and Jack Potter, these are two videos that if you want to go watch on the Reading Rancheria-NSN.gov, you can watch their videos as well. But we're here with our very own Maria Roscoe. Tell us what that means.
So what that means is the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Secretary of Interior said, we are unpausing your project. Go ahead. So with the environmental impact report and all that, everything's a go.
Okay, so you've already done the environmental impact report.
We're continuing, then we'll probably have to where people, the community can
have
input again.
Input.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're moving on.
The process is ongoing, and you're in the process of finishing the environmental impact report.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the process and build that casino on the Strawberry property on I-5. That's what a lot of people still refer it to it as, the old Strawberry Project. It's right south of the Hartnell, Bocelli Lane area.
Yep.
The wheels are moving forward.
Yes. Actually, I heard Jack say the other day, we refer to it as ours. I mean, we've owned it for 20 years, so I loved it when he said that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You've been there for 28, so technically it's ours, right?
Yeah. Well, Wind River's been there 29. So they're on their 29th anniversary this
year.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's been so much... when one is within a body of work for 28 years and you've seen people come and go and then stay and grow, And that's where, with us, what we've seen with you personally and professionally in 13 years of being here on the air and watching since we've been here, we've been involved with Wind River on some level. What would you say has been the biggest surprise for you? Maybe every year as you evolve, you're like, wow, I didn't realize that through this body of work I've been able to blank.
I think I'm surprised every day with one of the departments saying, we did this, we did that. Our managers do meet once a year to talk about what we did, our successes of the year. That whole day, I'm like, that would have been great information for me at the time to, you know, to post and to get it out there. But they do so many things that it's crazy.
Each one of their days is so filled if you try to report on everything that everyone's doing that's fantastic.
Right.
You couldn't have enough space to report on all of that. You
They're
have
like,
to do
that's
it in
our
a day-to-day. Package.
And I said, your day-to-day is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that you're able to do with, you know, the diabetes program and all those successes of just hearing people's successes is amazing. That just, you know.
So what's happening inside of the Wind River project, inside the casino and the hotel, and everything is back up full, the spa, and everything's moving forward?
Yeah, whatever they put on the table, moving forward with. You know what? One thing was funny because I do some of the social media.
And you love it.
When they announced they would take out the outdoor amphitheater, people were going crazy. Why take that out? Why take that out? Put it back in. They have one down, you know, down south. So I vote for that to come back in.
Okay.
But, you know, you never know.
And this is in the future project.
The future
All
project.
All right. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, because the shows, that's a big draw.
Yeah.
I mean, the huge draws that for the shows that we can, the quality of entertainment that we can bring in with a venue like that.
Exactly.
And it's a great location for it.
Well, we have the Sleep Train Amphitheater that's way out the, you know, why not keep it local? I mean, that's pretty much when you think about an outside amphitheater and you have Chris Stapleton, hello. If I think I saw Chris Stapleton is going to be at the outside Sleep Train Amphitheater, why not bring somebody like that local?
Right. Exactly. We can build the venue.
You know, we had, it still amazes me because we had Lee Greenwood booked 2 years in a row for the Anderson Explode, and then they wouldn't come in because of our governor's mandates about masks and stuff. That just infuriates me because that's a good name, you know, a high quality that we could have brought in here and our governor keeps thwarting our efforts.
So, the Anderson Explodes, did you have it, a headliner last year?
I've forgotten who we had.
Okay.
Yeah, but we get a good entertainment.
Right.
And Barron said the other day who we had, booked, and I've forgotten the name now, but we're up and set to go on July 3rd.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Well, of course, like I said, you know, it feels like the mask mandate has been lifted. And so anyway, we're here with Maria, and you're right here in the conversation with us to talk about that the casino relocation project has been unpaused.
Officially.
Officially, you know, statewide, the whole thing, moving forward with all of that. And we also talked about that Earth Day is happening in April.
Mm-hmm.
What typically happens on Earth Day?
So we usually have an event on a Friday before Earth Day. So if Earth Day actually lands on that date, that's fantastic. But we have it on a Friday every year, and we just have hundreds of vendors outside of our porticoche of Wind River, and you just walk through, and it's like an arts and crafts. Plus, we have people who come out with soils and different things that, you know, the did you know type of things. So it's always interesting.
You know what I love about also something I want to say about the Redding Rancheria and the body of the people who work for them is that the heads or the elders or the people in charge really advocate that the people that work there have an opportunity for higher education.
Yes.
And health. But I mean, opportunities to get your degrees.
Yes. Yeah. I can only use myself as an example, but I'm also so proud of my little brother. I mean, they have helped him attain not only his bachelor's degree like I did, but he has his master's degree, and he's the director of human resources. Team member relations, pardon me, Christopher, at Wind River Resort and Casino. So we've both gotten, you know, that education. And, it, I mean, we get trainings and ongoing trainings, and all you have to say is, you know, I don't really know much about this. Let me know more. Or I've seen this trend. Let's bring it here or something. And they're always, go get trained.
Well, Earth Day actually does fall on Friday this year, April 22nd.
Perfect. April 22nd. Excellent. We do know that you are a social media guru. You are. So what is the trend right now?
I think people are really scared to talk about politics right now. And whether, I don't know what's going on around, I try not to watch the county level and all of mm-hmm. that stuff, but I kind of have stepped a little bit back on my own. I do the Reading Rancheria social media, but on my own, I just, for my own mental health, have just scrolled to family.
Yeah.
Because I really honestly think we just all need to put egos down, everything down, and just remember how we used to be and how we can be.
You know, and I will point out that when they came into the board meeting, just to be a little bit political, they came into the board meeting after the whole recall thing, which was something that the county went through. It was, you know, it's the right to do the recall process. We went through it. But I love the tone of the people as they came into the boardroom, and it was pretty much take a deep breath, take a step back, move forward. We've got some elections coming up. We've got some seats that are going to be, we've got some open seats. Anytime you have open seats on the Board of Supervisors, you may have a lot of candidates who come out. I'm looking forward to a vigorous debate. I'm hoping that everybody's going to stick to the issues and stay away from the personalities. It makes a whole lot better race. The future of Shasta County is in our local seats. It's with our local elected officials and our local school boards, water districts, cemetery districts, all those things. And we as a society need to step back, take a look at who's going to do the best job in those seats, get beyond all the nonsense. And I think we can do that. And that was the tone of the people that came in. And I encourage everybody to do that. Get involved.
Yes.
I mean, I'm the first one to be in their face. If you've got somebody that's serving as your county supervisor and you, number one, look at me and say, I don't know what supervisorial district I'm in, I want to slap you. Because that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, so I just encourage everybody, you know, don't just read a headline and assume you know what's going on. Find out who your supervisor is, who's on your school board. And get involved in those things, because that's how we make a difference in our children's future.
Fantastic, Trish.
So that's my soapbox.
That's great. Okay, and that it's a great soapbox, and it's so true, rings true. But we do have to take a break here. When we come back, if you don't mind, Maria, during the next segment of your time here, we're also going to bring in our community calendar. And we're going to talk about some things that are going on while we've got Pat in the house. He's ended up taking over the community calendar, and he's also done history with Dottie, I want to say Dottie West, but she's a country western, country western star of yesteryear, but, I know, forget it. I'm getting lost. We'll be right back.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey, hey.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available.
More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoo Ball Swipe to win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m. Cheer for the colored balls to fill the zoo zone and walk away a winner. But wait, there's more. All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Eddie Rabbit. We're all dancing in here. Eddie Rabbit. KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott along with Trish Clark and Maria Roscoe. It's like a little triad.
I love it.
Trio of women here. We have, as our special guest this morning, of course, Maria from the
Reading
Rancheria.
And
yes, and Wind River. But we were talking about the fact that the relocation, the casino relocation project is unpaused.
Unpaused.
And some other events. And, we also have a guest here tonight who can't figure today.
His phone is exploding.
I love live radio. Trying to turn it off. And we've asked Pat to come in because Pat has taken over the community calendar. Pat, of course, you know, worked for the city for many, many years, retired, and then said, Linda, and we know that Pat's a wonderful keyboardist. He's taken over Piano Angels. They've done so well. They've got a fantastic grant for Piano Angels, and they're relocating pianos for loved ones, giving them away, carting them. He's done amazing, and of course, you've got a grant.
Did you say you have a piano you need to get rid of one?
Oh, we've donated money to that organization to help you guys attain.
You know, that was so wonderful. In one day, we raised $40,000.
Wow.
Anyhow, that was cool.
And some of that was from Reading Rancheria.
Yeah, it was exciting. It really was. I mean, I was blown away. And so were the people down at the foundation, too. They were like, whoa. And then we had that last big donor coming at the end, so that was cool. But yeah, I'm here to talk about, you know, Carl wanted to set up a community calendar, which was sponsored by the insurance company. And that is a great idea. So the way it works is people can go to the KCNR website, and if they scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can find a word that says events, okay? And you tap on that, and you can look at all the events that KCNR has put up on the community calendar, but you can also over to the right, hit a button that says add your event. And that's kind of cool. And then when you add your event, and you, this could be for your upcoming events, Earth Day or any of the things. Yeah. And then they'll be pending, and then Carl will have me review those. And
to make sure somebody doesn't say something gross or outlandish, yes.
Or to make sure they have the right graphic.
Right.
A lot of times there's no graphic for the event, and I'll actually create a graphic out of your website. You guys have lots of stuff on the, you know, the tribe has lots of good web pages. So I wanted to just tell people about things that are coming up in the short run, okay? I don't want to go on forever, but Trish told us a few weeks ago about the Frontier Senior Center, right? They do breakfast.
Only monthly.
Yeah.
Well, it says weekly.
Yeah, see, that's a correction I need to make. And that's why I brought
I'm looking at that and going, oh, no, that's a lot of work. I can't do that every Sunday.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to be there, and you better have my eggs on the table.
It's monthly on the first Sunday of every month, except July.
That will be corrected right after Pat gets off the air.
Yeah, and after I go for breakfast down there. So, and then right after that, there's Shasta County Office of Education has got a really good seminar. And when I used to work for the Office of Education, I would attend these. These are wage and hour law updates. If you have employees, if you have more than like five employees, you really need to be tuned into wage laws and hourly employees benefits and what they, you know, in terms of insurance and all that stuff. This kind of a seminar, which is free, can really help you as an employer to learn about those things. And that's offered right here, you know, through the Office of Education at their site over off of 44. And then going down a little bit further, this is an event that will be held at Wind River Casino. It's Respond with Love. And what it is, there's a local consortia that raises money for the training of first responders, specifically officers, law enforcement officers out at Shasta College. And they have tuition that they pay, but it's never enough to keep the program going. So this is a great event if you want to support the training of local law enforcement. And the training includes some of the stuff that's timely for today. You know, people want to know that law enforcement, when they come upon someone who's maybe, you know, mentally got a condition, they just don't pull out their gun and, you know, shoot them, right? So this kind of training gets them in tune with those kind of things, in addition to tactical training and safety training, because many officers are injured on the job and they need to protect themselves so they can, you know, go on to retire and enjoy their lives. So, and we'll talk about one more event here. Let's see here, coming down, and I'm scrolling down the page for you, those of you that are listening. I'm just looking at the website, and I'm doing it on my phone because I want to make sure it works for everybody. So the bridal show,
Absolutely, that's coming up this Sunday.
Are you thinking of going to that?
The Frontier Senior Center has a booth in there.
Fantastic.
We have a marvelous facility.
You have a wonderful facility.
For weddings, and I don't think people are aware that we have that wonderful backyard where you can set up a gazebo. And have the outdoor
and a full
wedding.
Kitchen for catering out right out of this
surrounded by the beautiful fence.
Right? Where's that at? No,
at the Frontier Senior Center. See, you're now this is amazing because I have everybody in this room looking at me, all of which have been in the facility many times, are unaware
of
the wonderful backyard that we have out of the back of the dining room.
I didn't even
is that with a new fence.
And that's where the fence surrounds it.
I need to actually go see that.
Cause you absolutely do. It's gorgeous.
Because the Redding Rancheria gave a grant for?
For the fence. They also gave a grant when we put in the original backyard there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fancy. This makes my heart
25 years ago.
Yeah. All right. So we need to see that backyard because I haven't seen. I've had breakfast there. We've been to a couple things there, but never
out of the
in the backyard.
And I've been trying to talk to the original contractor, Mark McGregor. If you're out there, I need George. If you're out there, I'm still waiting for that wall or the glass window in the dining room. Remember, you were going to come back, Mark McGeorge. Remember,
right.
And put in my window.
Okay, that's good. I call him on the carpet right now. But anyway, so that's really cool. Good stuff, information. And Pat, this is going to be an ongoing thing that we've got there on the KCNR website.
We got it.
And also, what's happening with our history?
We've been cutting historical cuts that play randomly on your station throughout the day. And we've been tapping into information from local historians. And I'll be going out and finding more of those. It's really fun and interesting things. I think one thing that I haven't done is gone to the tribe and asked about local history there. So that I'm going to make a renewed effort and do
that's
that.
Fantastic. Yeah, because, you know, I love that spot. I love that spot. I learned stuff from that spot. You're just driving along. Oh, I didn't really know that about that location. That's great.
Me too.
Well, okay, thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Back with Maria Roscoe, who's the Senior Director of Public Relations for the Redding Rancheria. And so happy to have you here today. You come in on a monthly schedule, and we're talking about the good things with Wind River and the Redding Rancheria and what you guys are up to. And you've got going to be – when is the opening for – Weaverville again?
It will be next month. So we're meeting next week to figure out the date.
The ribbon cutting.
The ribbon cutting, yeah.
Oh, okay. We want to be present for that.
Yeah, I guess there's so many 55-inch TVs for an audio wall that I better get prepared for.
Really?
It's going to be amazing, that place.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, so what's rocking your world right now?
Oh, it just seems like everything is... Oh, we're going to have our State of the Tribe this year. We haven't had the State of the Tribe in the last couple years. So
we really enjoy that, by the way.
We are bringing that back. That will be...
And that's the luncheon that talks about... You know, you're hearing some of this on the air, but that is where a lot of the leaders in the community, and you hear from the tribal council and Jack Potter and everybody, and the drums are going, and it's very ceremonial, and you hear what's happened through the year, what the plan is, right?
Right. So from 2019 to 2021, they will be reporting.
Mm.
They tell everything from economic impact. They talk about their community support, plus then they talk about things that people don't know about, and, you know, our environmental. We have our own legal. We have everything like you would go to Shasta County or the city of Redding is at the Redding Rancheria Tribal Government, which a lot of people don't know. So we decided we'd like to bring everybody in, have a State of the Tribe, and let them know what the Redding Rancheria is, who they are, what they do, and that they'll always be here. So.
And it's always a big...
It's a big event, and as you indicate, modeled after the State of the City, the State of the County, the State mm-hmm. of the Tribe.
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you have a date?
It is October 12th, and it will be at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center from 11:30 to 1.
Great, great. Well, we're going to take a break now. Thank you so much for being with us, Maria.
Thank
I know
you.
That you kind of had a busy schedule this morning, so we're happy that you're with us, and... you know, when you are the senior director of public relations, you are doing many, many, wearing many hats, doing lots of things. So we're going to take a break here, and we want to thank our sponsor, SST Oil. When we travel, we always have our SST Oil card. You can, too. It's nice to know that if instead of, you know, going with a state card or international or a national card, you can get your SST Oil card for gas, for different gas stations as you travel or drive. They also monitor heater, Toyo heater, and Toyo water heater. Call today to schedule for an appointment or give them a call at 241-1167. We'll be back right after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for my show, North State Now, on the first Thursday of every month. We'll cover what's going on in the North State, Axiom Theater, local theater, art, food, film, and even the latest in astrology. That's North State Now on the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aw, that's a nice quote. No. You know, does that bring up a memory for you, Trish? The song?
No, not
it's just nice.
Maria, stay it over. This is, hey, welcome back. You're listening to KCNR. We had a great morning this morning. We talked a little bit about, you know, we talked a little bit about everything. We've covered the gamut. We're here with Maria Roscoe. She's our guest this morning. We're talking about the good stuff of the Reading Rancheria and their process of the casino being built is on full ahead speed. And Trish, it's interesting to see this connection this morning with, you know, Trish Clark is here. This is always her Thursday morning with Carl, and Carl's on his way to Madison, Wisconsin right now. I always like to bring light to the fact of one of your big, babies that you gave birth to and shine the light, still work at all the time, is the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
Well, it is, and what's remarkable about this is we've been talking this morning, I'm looking back and we're talking about how long Maria has been involved in this. I really have a unique position because I've been able to be fortunate enough to be involved in all of this stuff. I was just figuring up, and I hate to admit it because it maybe gives an idea how old I am, but I've been doing this for 36, 38 years.
Wow.
From the time I was on the Planning Commission down in Anderson, when all this was starting, the first time I was elected to the City Council down there. So when Maria was dealing, just starting out at Wind River, and Wind River was being built, I was involved at that point. And it gives me a unique perspective to look back at all the things we've gone through in that almost 40-year period. And I would say that sometimes the more things change, the more they stay the same. We go through cycles. I know there's a lot of upheaval, as we talked before, about what we've gone through as a county just recently. both sides very splintered, what have you. But I know this community, and everybody is going to take a deep breath and step back and take, because we care about our family and our future, and it's all going to be okay. We're going to move forward and be better for it.
And so, Anderson, you live in Anderson,
Maria. I do.
All right. And so we've got two Anderson girls here, which is only 10 minutes away from here. We make it sound like it's in Siberia.
I know. It is. It's in South County. We take in the whole South County.
Yeah. So I go down there and I use that Anderson for Tractor Supply for my horse feed and some of my stuff out of there. And Palisadro is where Odina is boarded. So we are, you know, take the road there. And I realized just recently coming back, the Dersh Road is that how you used to go up to Anselmo's all the time. Is that
exactly.
Back road? Yeah.
Yeah. From out of Anderson, you go up Dersh Road, take up the
right, right.
You take Deschutes Road from Palisadro right straight into Anderson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about this growth that is happening in the downtown Reading area? Both of you.
I think it's good. I'm hoping that they're going to be able to manage the foot traffic, the apartment complexes above, and still be able to have a nice venue of people and areas for us to come in and park and enjoy the restaurants and the theater activity that I'm looking forward to. And I'm hoping they're going to be able to manage all of that. They've got to do something about the homeless problem in downtown Reading before any of that is really feasible. I know I just threw the match into the roof.
No, absolutely.
But it's an absolute, I mean, it's reality.
Every corner.
And we've got to be able to take care of that before the rest of it's going to be plausible.
I think that needs to be taken care of everywhere.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah. And it's not
That's
just
what's
in,
changed a lot.
Yeah, Reading. I mean, we were driving recently through Woodland, we went to Reno. You know, we see that in Sacramento.
Mm.
Actually, my parents live in Granite Bay. I do not ever remember driving through Roseville or Granite Bay and seeing homeless camps on the creek. I was really surprised. The tents are up.
Yeah. You can hardly go any place in the state of California. Oh, well, and it's not just California. Mm-hmm. It's the whole East Coast, you know, or West Coast. But the difference is as you drive through the center of the United States, not so much.
Well, I think about when we talk about the growth of downtown, there's a particular business, and we don't have enough time really. I'm the one throwing a match in the room now, too. And that's all right, because this is just word of mouth that I heard this, because it came upon a business that had been repurchased, and it was a young couple, and they are a young couple. And I was so happy to see that the pride of ownership of going in and seeing this particular business that had new energy, new life. And then somebody said that somebody bought the building and they have not only just doubled but tripled the rent, and now they have to move the location. And they just bought the business 10 months ago.
Wow.
And somebody was saying that it was a big business in town that is buying lots of property, and I'm just curious as to, you know, was there something not in the clause when you buy a business? I suppose here at KCNR, if they decide to sell the building, whoever purchases the building could possibly up the rents with everybody here in downtown, because we are going to be seeing a lot of downtown businesses changing.
And that can make or break the whole thing. If you get big business coming in and taking it over, that's what we don't want to lose if we want to maintain the character of our community. When we get to be all corporate owned conglomerate chain stores, who wants to come visit mm-hmm. and shop? You can get a Raley's or a Macy's or a any place. When you go to these unique places as you're traveling, you want to go to the little shops. That's what makes a community unique, the private-owned individual entrepreneurs. hope we maintain that in Chester
County. I do, too. And I need to dig into that one a little bit more to see actually who bought it. But that's not, that is not something that is just an alone story with this one particular business that I absolutely fell back in love with, because I saw it kind of go downhill and then come back, and I was so happy. Went to the Reading Arts Council, and, of course, you know, Nancy Hill, who's taken over executive director there, I had her on my show the other night. I was like, I got these perfect places that I could see where you can do art shows, and they could be on the art walk, and they're downtown businesses, and then to see that kind of thing just makes my heart hurt for, first of all, first-time business owners, disabled veteran-owned business. They decided to, you know, launch this thing together. She's, I think, going to be having a baby in 3 months. And then to have to upheaval your life like that because somebody upped the rent 3 times. I don't know. I just, there's something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, and let's hope that, that isn't the case of many of the businesses there, because it can make or break it. Right. Don't want a corporate-owned downtown.
Right. All right. So closing thoughts, Maria.
I just would like to say how happy I am to be here and see you two rays of sunshine. It just makes my day.
Well, thank you for doing all that you do and always being approachable.
Oh,
you know, that's
you.
Important that somebody answers their phone, gets back to you. And how can we do this? We're in this together. So thank you for that. And, yes, you're hearing a love fest because Linda's on and Trish is on and Maria's on. Trish, we have like about a minute left. What are your closing thoughts for today?
Well, I just think that it's important that this community can go forward now. I tend to always go to the political side of things. That's my nature. It is the future of our children, and we need to make a difference. I want to encourage everybody, take an interest in what's going on, and don't just look at the negative, but get involved and make a difference.
Perfect. Perfect way to close. And this is Linda Bott. I have Cameron Middleton on with me tomorrow. We're going to be talking a lot about real estate and other things that are going on in the community. We have some other special guests as well. We're going to be doing some ticket giveaways gift certificates for some things. All right, guys, thanks for joining us this morning. And Jared, thank you for being at the helm. This is Linda Bott signing off. I'm KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Make it a beautiful day.
KCNR, Shasta.